21st century. I vote with my feet. I vote with my wallet. I vote in person with my vote. I have a call into my senator's office where I'm almost in tears saying these words to whomever answers the phone. It's the words themselves, not what they call for or where they're from. I have a voice I can sometimes find when my head's in a book, distracted and aware, a voice that runs lines across a teleprompter, clearing faces, lighting red up into gold as it booms and twirls and fails to leave a place for those voices inside me grown fingery and inarticulate, too faint this time through the copier to stand next to something so clean and bright and blue. Blow some air out of my lips. Steal me into the kitchen. It's all metallic, and you know, I sit there. I don't put my head in my hands. I hold it right up. All this traveling, shifting between positions, negotiating the anticipated movements of a crowd, or pausing too long in the spot on the carpet which causes the automatic doors to open, while large shadows move across the big box parking lot, the cola sloshes in a glass on deck in a storm, and the signs in the community garden ask joggers to keep out. As if limits weren't absurd now that the seasons scatter their days like pieces across some horrible game board. I try to rest. I'm no good at it. I sit a chair down in the shower and put myself in with all my clothes on. I press stacks of biographies between my hands, walk them from room to room. I can participate in a process, contribute to, delighted to. I'm happy to hand you my role. I have an aesthetic. I apply duct tape to my car, duct tape to the camera, to the listening device, to an individual notebook, to a big stack of them. I am a person with a thing about doing my work. The caucuses start, and we can all see this difference as making things the same. I'm no different. I mean, I find I have no new friends. I walk around alone, and I can't quite tell when I'm asleep anymore. My body carries me to the windows of the mattress shop, lays me against the tinted glass. I'm trying to be a person who asks difficult questions, who one can't get things by, but as I prepare my responses, I find myself offering to get a cup of coffee for a person I dislike, then a person I like, then myself again. I leave the lines I stand in all the time. I have no sense of these words, what they meant to me. My eyes soften at what feels a tender moment, but then I find I read it wrong. It's formal, professional, an exchange of gray-blue tones. I'm holding my hands in the air above the keypad of an ATM machine, unsure of my next move. I've made a political donation or two, but it feels now like I've come out of a fever, a hole under the blanket, the edge of which kept coming off my toes. The bus turns around in the lot, stops and opens the door. The driver says we can get off and then back on if we want. If it were my car, I'd have a pile of glass carafes in the back seat, aprons, work shoes, golden photos of dewy gardens in southern New England, elephant-colored etchings of trash heaps, a corbeau of diplomas, some fake and some real, matted together on the seat from the rains, because I have no windows, no doors, no car, and nowhere I mean to go. These are the words I walk around with, because the ones I want are gone. We already found them, if you remember. We brought them out in front of everybody, and we burned them right up.